Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleading with him and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and said, "I do will it. Be clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. There will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus went about doing good. He still goes about doing good, performing miracles of healing, miracles of care for his people. Today he cured a man with leprosy. You and I know what leprosy is all about, and the reaction of people then during the time of Jesus to those who were lepers. They were ostracized. They were kept away from people. People stigmatized them. People did not come close to them for fear of being infected. So they were kept at a particular place. But when Jesus was passing, this man said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." And this particular sentence is a very big lesson for all of us. If you wish, this leper realized that everything is in the hands of God, that God does whatever he wants to do. And when he said, "If you wish, you can make me clean," he realized that Jesus has the power and the capability, the ability to do whatever he wills at any time. This man also relied on God's own help, God's own power. He did not say, "Lord, I want to be made clean. Come and make me clean." Rather, he said, "If you wish." That should be the stand of every Christian. All our conditions, all our desires should be placed at the palms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your word should be, "Lord, if we wish that I should embark on this journey, come and show me. Lord, if you wish that I should do this, then you come and take control." That should be the side of every Christian. Because sometimes our wishes as Christians, as people of God, may not be good for you. But the best for us is the wish and will of God. So let God's will and his wish be done in your life. and not your own wish. Jesus Christ exercised his role as God and his power to show concern to his people. He said, "I will make you clean. Be clean." And the man was cured of his leprosy. So we have to rely on God, who has the power to do whatever he wills at his own time. At this period that Christ has manifested himself to all of us, we are all children of God. Let us realize that we are all children of God. And in our yearnings, in our aspirations, and in our desires, put God first in whatever you do, and let his will be done in your life. Amen.